Hi, guys. Here's my morning routine. First, I drink olive oil, like a lot of it. Yep, that's good. Then I stare at a red light. It's the kind that helps your cells positively glow. Oh, wow, really bright. Okay. Next, I take an ice bath. That's how you melt your fat and fix your, I don't know, other stuff. Ooh, yep, feeling super healthy. Can't feel my toes. Breakfast is raw liver, unless I'm fasting for 36 hours. Because that resets your whole, like, everything. Okay, here we go. Oh, real good.
If your health advice sounds strange coming from a kid, maybe it's just strange. Cygnos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. No fads, no fear, just your signal. Cygnos.
Like and subscribe.
Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
Doshi went from being the industry's biggest rising star to one of the most hated new celebrities. But why is that the case?
Do y'all want to talk about the Doshi hate? Doshi got nominated for a Grammy and everybody started hating, calling her industry plant.
There are very few artists out there as divisive as Doshi. Over the last year, Doshi has set the industry ablaze as one of the most acclaimed new stars in the business. From high-profile co-signs to a history-making Grammy win, Doshi has had a rapid-fire come up like few other rappers in the game. But at the same exact time, fans are just coming for her neck. So despite her massive success, Doshi has become one of the most hated artists out there. But what is fueling all of this Doshi hate? That's why we're doing a comprehensive breakdown of every single controversy that Doshi has had to deal with. How did Doshi's link up with Florida's most notorious rapper force her fan base to nearly abandon her? What's the true story behind Doshi's beef with Aiden Ross? And did Kendrick Lamar really put Doshi in the middle of his feud with Drake? We've even scrutinized all the info out there about Doshi's origin story and her career to answer one of the most important questions on fans' minds. Is Doshi really an industry plant, or is her ascent truly organic? Finally, we're gonna address what might be next for Doshi and how her transition from being one of the most beloved to hated might permanently affect her career.
Oh,
Kendrick sent you the hardest out.
He did. Yeah.
How did it make you feel?
That was great. Mm-hmm. It's Kendrick. I was like, goddamn. Mm-hmm. He didn't say she hard. He said the hardest out.
That's right.
Yeah. Period.
Doshi's career trouble started in 2023 when her label tried to roll out her brand new single. At this point, Doshi was still a relatively untested artist. After going viral on TikTok in 2021, Doshi signed a headline-grabbing record deal with the West Coast-based label Top Dog Entertainment, aka TDE. TDE was then famous for having Kendrick Lamar as its flagship artist and for being extremely hands-on with this artist's roster's music. By signing a deal with TDE, Doshi was already being measured against some of the real industry heavy hitters. And I'm not talking about just Kendrick. I'm also talking about SZA, Sir, and Schoolboy Q. That TDE roster runs real deep. But at the top of 2023, a year deep into her deal, Doshi was ready to roll out a brand new single to the world. And as soon as that new music hit, her fans completely turned on her. When Doshi recorded her new song, What It Is, Block Boy, she also decided to tap Kodak Black, one of the most controversial artists in the industry, as a featured guest. In a lot of ways, Doshi linking up with Kodak made perfect sense. Both artists are unapologetic Floridians. While Doshi reps Tampa, Kodak holds down Broward County in South Florida. And with a track record full of multi-platinum songs and chart-topping albums, working with Kodak Black was a surefire way for Doshi to score a major crossover hit. But the fans weren't feeling that choice at all. Instead of celebrating the new music, plenty of diehard Doshi fans were pissed that she'd work with Kodak. And they honestly had plenty of reasons to be mad. Kodak had recently made comments not only dissing dark-skinned women, but also had faced some pretty serious allegations. Kodak had previously been accused of committing sexual assault in South Carolina before taking a plea deal in 2021. Atlanta rapper Latto had also suggested that Kodak might have tried to pressure her into performing actual favors in exchange for a feature. While Kodak denied Latto's allegations, Doechii's primarily female fan base wasn't happy about all the shit being swept under the rug. And this wasn't even the first time TDE ran into a controversy over their Kodak Black affiliation. Just months before Block Boy came out, Kendrick Lamar received fierce backlash for featuring Kodak across his 2022 album, Mr. Morale and the Big Steppers. So it's not like the criticism was completely unexpected. The anti-Block Boy backlash started to go viral as tweets criticizing Doechii began to pour in. Quote, Doechii:
Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
Really had a hit and fumbled it with Kodak. Wow, these girls hate themselves. This song is a bop otherwise. Or, quote, Doechii's new song we were all excited for just dropped and it's featuring Kodak Black? Like, huh? For Doechii, this was a huge problem. She was still a pretty new artist and Block Boy was supposed to be her first big introduction to a ton of new fans. And now it looked like she was fumbling right out of the gate. But Doechii handled this scandal in a pretty slick way. Without directly responding to fans' criticisms, she quietly dropped a solo version of Block Boy for streaming. So while the OG Kodak-assisted version was still out there, fans could easily go for the Kodak Removed remix too. Whatever floats your boat. By strategically removing herself from the Kodak feature, Doechii poured cold water on the firestorm and won back some of the fans who were hating on her. Quote, way to listen to your fans, proud of you. Showing all the women in the industry how to navigate label versus what's true to you slash your fans. But then again, some commentators felt that Doechii moved too quickly to appease her haters. Quote, Doechii loses points for letting Shea Butter Twitter get to her. When have they ever spoke about you until you collabed with Kodak? Now you're stopping your own bag for them? Doechii ultimately managed to sidestep the whole Kodak Black controversy without totally tanking her reputation.
Doechii. Is how you say her name, Doechii? That's an industry.
But the scrutiny on Doechii's origin story started to heat up when she dropped her breakout mixtape. In August of 2024, Doechii released Alligator Bites Never Heal. Right off the bat, the project received across-the-board critical acclaim. While Alligator Bites included a lot of straight hip-hop, it also showcased Doechii's versatility as someone who could also incorporate R&B and pop into her music. But despite all the praise, Alligator Bites had a pretty minimal debut on the charts. The mixtape barely managed to crack the top 10 and only managed to move 11,000 units in its first week. About 11,000. Damn, bro. Despite her high-profile label backing, Doechii barely managed to make a splash. But then, things started to change. Months after it dropped, Alligator Bites Never Heal started to build major momentum among fans and industry insiders. Celebrity superfans like Billie Eilish, Hayley Williams, Katy Perry, Issa Rae, and Doechii's label mate SZA all chimed in to show their support. That's major. By the time the 2025 Grammy Awards rolled around, Doechii was poised to make major waves. While she didn't win the Best New Artist trophy she was nominated for, Doechii became the third female rapper in history to win Best Rap Album. Despite the mediocre sales for her mixtape, Doechii had somehow beat the odds to become crowned one of the industry's biggest rising stars. But some people thought that Doechii's sudden come up looked a little bit suspicious. While plenty celebrated Doechii's Grammy victory, critics accused her of being a so-called industry plant. And if you don't understand what that means, let me break it down for you. An industry plant is an artist whose entire come up has been planned and executed by a record label. From strategic placements on Spotify playlists to appearances with bigger, more established artists. Basically, they were claiming that Doechii's rise in the industry was anything but organic and that her label essentially paid for Doechii's sudden clout and out of nowhere celebrity cosigns. Social media users claimed that Doechii's win was, quote, a result of an orchestrated operation behind the scenes and, quote, corny as fuck. They also pointed out the discrepancy between her 11K debut week and her blowout win over more established, better-selling rappers like Eminem, Future, and J. Cole. Quote, she sold 11K opening week, released her album on the last day of the year, allowed for Grammy eligibility, and won Best Rap Album. Clearly, Kendrick's label made some type of deal to push her. Despite these accusations, it's not totally unheard of that an artist could build buzz for their music over time. And technically, a big...
Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn. The podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
Reason why an artist signs with a label in the first place is so the label can help promote their music. In fact, Doshi's association with Kendrick seemed to play a huge part in the industry plant accusations. During the same Grammys night, Kendrick clinched the Song of the Year and Record of the Year trophies for his Drake diss anthem, Not Like Us. And that song specifically is the basis for Drake's multi-million dollar lawsuit against UMG, where he alleged that Not Like Us was artificially boosted by bots and payola. In a lot of ways, Doshi's critics seem to be taking bits of Drake's Not Like Us lawsuit and applying them to Doshi as well. Even though Kendrick is no longer officially signed to TDE, his long-standing connection to the label has sparked conspiracy theories that the label more or less bought Doshi's Grammy trophy for her. On similar lines, Kendrick has been accused of having a chummy relationship with Lucian Grange, the CEO of Universal Music Group. While absolutely nothing has been proven, these conspiracy theories have created a narrative that Kendrick and his camp are part of an industry-wide smear campaign to take down Drake while boosting artists who were allegedly approved by the industry, like Doshi, apparently. Despite these allegations, fans defended Doshi, claiming that these industry plant claims were actually an organized smear campaign meant to tank her credibility. While Doshi didn't immediately respond to the outcry, she did eventually reference the accusations in a March 2025 interview. Quote, when people aren't familiar with the history of an artist these days, they get suspicious. Once you get any conspiracies around your career, that's just confirmation that I'm going somewhere and I'm doing something right. While Doshi clearly wanted to brush off the allegations, the truth is her critics were painting a pretty dark counter narrative around her career.
So if you're asking somebody what is a red flag in the people that you date and you respond with people that you don't date, then what is the point of that other than to be divisive and to offend?
And when Doshi's next controversy came along, more people continued to pile on. Doshi found herself in hot water when she was supposed to be a lighthearted appearance on Hot Ones Versus. During a sit-down with her official DJ, DJ Miss Milan, Doshi got asked about her biggest dating red flag, and her answer pissed a ton of people off.
Amen.
While Doshi's answer might have been tongue-in-cheek, a lot of people took it very personally. The clip went viral on social media with some users defending Doshi's answer as a matter of pure personal preference. Quote, if Doshi thinks that dating a straight man is a red flag, that's her prerogative. It's her dating preference. We gotta stop being mad at not being an option for everybody. Others pointed out that the answer clearly seemed like a joke. Nonetheless, Doshi found herself in the middle of another unintentional scandal, generating tons of angry reactions. Joe Budden weighed in on the controversy on his podcast, declaring that Doshi's no straight men answer was the result of an unforced PR disaster.
And when we see Doshi getting these awards and when we see her winning, like, straight black men feel represented also.
Budden's commentary only extended the Doshi discourse and added a whole new angle to the debate. Was Doshi unintentionally alienating some of her audience by making comments like this? While Doshi ignored the uproar about her dating red flag, it sparked another narrative that she was, quote, insulting her audience by being too outspoken.
Give me another umbrella now. Another one right there. And another one.
Another umbrella.
Another umbrella.
Just 2 months later, a behind-the-scenes clip from the Met Gala invited even more criticism about how Doechii treated other people. In May of 2025, Doechii achieved yet another milestone after she scored an ultra-exclusive invite to the Met Gala in New York. Making the night even more special was that Pharrell Williams...
Want to try a free sample of berry pie?
Oh yeah, I do. Wait, can something this small really throw my body off balance?
Time to consult the online experts. One bite will destroy your metabolism. Drink butter coffee instead to kill cravings.
What? Is it really that bad? I had protein this morning, right? Ugh, but it looks so good.
Only eat after walking 10,000 steps.
Pie is only 2 steps from here. Am I overthinking again? Oh, the kids would really love this.
Fruit ruins insulin sensitivity.
Never eat after 7 p.m.
One cheat day.
Cut carbs by 30%. Fast for 48 hours.
Stop it!
They don't know your body. Only you do. Cygnos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. No fads, no fear. Just your signal. Cygnos.
In the midst of being crowned Louis Vuitton's creative director, was personally styling her. But instead of getting to celebrate what should have been another Doechii career highlight, fans zeroed in on some of the pretty ugly behind-the-scenes behavior. As the Met Gala was taking place, footage went viral of Doechii screaming at one of her assistants. To give the video some much-needed context, this is what happened. Doechii wanted to keep her custom Pharrell fit a secret until she hit the red carpet, but paparazzi clearly wanted a sneak peek at her outfit. In order to preserve the surprise, Doechii's team surrounded her with portable wardrobe screens and umbrellas, but Doechii clearly didn't think that was enough. Quote, no, stop, give me another umbrella now, I need 4 f***ing umbrellas. While Doechii demanded umbrellas, her staff can clearly be seen panicking and scurrying around. Ultimately, Doechii was able to show off her LV look on the Met Gala carpet, but this behind-the-scenes footage went viral on Twitter, racking up over 28 million views and offering fans a pretty raw, unflattering look at how TDE's so-called swamp princess treated the people who worked for her. People erupted in outrage, accusing Doechii of fostering an abusive work environment and for being an absolutely terrible boss. Quote, why is Doechii talking to her team like this? I would have threw an umbrella at her so fast. If this is her when she knows the cameras are around, can you imagine how she's treating her staff behind closed doors? Streamer Aiden Ross latched onto the drama, offering his own hot take on Doechii's career.
Don't get me started on that industry, plant. Don't get me started. Doechii, the umbrella clip pissed me off. What an entitled, unintelligent piece of she is, bro.
Aiden Ross's attack on Doechii took the umbrella scandal to a whole new level. Some commentators chimed in that Aiden Ross's patronizing tone regarding Doechii was potentially taking this Met Gala controversy into some pretty dangerous territory. Doechii tried to brush off the umbrella story by posting a TikTok video caption, quote, God forbid a girl needs more umbrellas. She followed up the video with some more serious text posts where she praised her staff. Quote, all jokes aside, this was such an overstimulating night, but I wouldn't trade it for the world. This was the night we all dreamed of and my team killed it, umbrellas aside. I'm so proud of my glam team. Everyone killed it. We nailed the theme and the time was had. JT of the City Girls publicly defended Doechii by acknowledging how stressful of an event like the Met Gala could be for an up-and-coming artist. Quote, I get it, you were stressed, you're good. Others felt like the Doechii pile-on was blown out of proportion, while critics claimed that Doechii had fumbled the opportunity to publicly apologize for the outburst. Either way you cut it, Umbrellagate was just another example of how the world was turning on Doechii. But here's the bigger question. Does Doechii have any chance at salvaging her reputation?
Well, this is my truth. This is where I am in my life right now. Somebody else got to be dealing with this shit too. And even if they not, I don't give a fuck.
Plenty of comments.
Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
Commentators have noted that the Doechii hate train looks eerily familiar. Other prominent female rappers like Meg Thee Stallion have been subjected to the kind of extreme scrutiny and criticism that their male peers frankly haven't had to deal with. Doechii's ride or dies have called the unrelenting attacks an example of misogynoir targeted at black women in particular. And while Doechii has weathered tons of PR firestorms over the last couple months, her ultimate strategy seems to be all about doubling down and getting her bag. She recently teamed up with Nike for a splashy ad campaign that was all about showing her haters the receipts of her whirlwind career. Despite all the pushback associated with her Grammy win, Doechii continues to be a headlining draw at music festivals around the world. While there's still massive chatter surrounding her controversies, it's fair to say that Doechii is still getting to it, regardless of the scandals. Maybe the best thing Doechii can do is drop a fire follow-up to Alligator Bites Never Heal. And given their shared TDE connection, fans continue to speculate that a Kendrick link-up might be very well in her future. But given Drake's looming UMG lawsuit and those swirling industry plant accusations, could an official Doechii Kendrick collaboration ultimately do more harm than good? Or would that cosign be the final stamp she needs to silence all the haters claiming that she isn't as self-made as she says that she is? Regardless of how you feel about Doechii, she's still extremely active, and it's safe to say we'll be hearing from her sooner rather than later. And you know we'll be reporting it here, so stay locked in. More rap lore on the way.